Perhaps you've heard of someone shooting an apple off someone's head or hitting a cigarette in someone's mouth. It was real life for this talented family. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Annie Oakley grew up in Greenville, Ohio. When she defeated marksman Frank Butler in a contest, the two married and began their own show, which was eventually incorporated into Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Her abilities with a gun were legendary.
They had a dog named Dave, and he was very trustworthy too, because they would put an apple on his head, and he'd sit there and she'd shoot that apple off.
Marilyn Robbins shares the story from the Garst Museum in Greenville, Ohio. Annie was also known to shoot a cigar from the mouth of her husband, Frank. Her act was a big draw. But at one point in Europe, Buffalo Bill hired a second woman shooter named Lillian Smith.
She was younger than Annie. Annie didn't like that very well. And so she quit the show. His attendance went way down. And he decided that there was something wrong. And so when she came back, they talked to her about it. She says, as long as Lillian's here, I'm not going to be here. So he gave Lillian her walking papers and hired Annie back.
Annie was paid big wages for that era.
In one part of her book, she said she was paid as much as $700 a week. And she thought that was really outstanding and terrific.
You may think you know Annie from Broadway's Annie Get Your Gun. Marilyn says you've got it all wrong.
Oh, dear. Yes, it was nothing like that. Annie wasn't anywhere near that type of woman. She wouldn't wear short sleeves, and of course her dresses were longer, and she was just not anything like that. Annie, get your gun.
We conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.